Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil manifestos will favour spending increases over tax cuts. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, which reports on what the manifestos, which are expected to be announced today, are likely to contain. The coronavirus generates the lead story in three of today's papers. The Irish Independent leads with the line that Dublin Airport has been advised by the HSE to take infection control precautions in the event of a passenger travelling from China showing potential symptoms of the virus. The Independent also references the case of the man who is undergoing tests at the Royal Hospital in Belfast, which provides the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. It's reported that the man travelled to Northern Ireland from the city of Wuhan, where the virus originated last weekend. Details from an interview carried on this programme yesterday with Irishman Ben Kavanagh, who is currently working as a teacher in Wuhan, provides the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Examiner leads today with the inquest into the death of four-year-old Killian O'Driscoll, who died in hospital after he became acutely ill at the Kindercare childcare creche in Ballincollig in December 2018. Cork Coroner's Court heard yesterday that Killian had been diagnosed with autism and had communication difficulties which the creche was aware of. For its lead story, The Echo reports on videos posted by rival gangs in Cork City on social media this week, in which the men who have their faces covered and some of whom are carrying implements issue threats of violence. A picture posted on social media by 43-year-old Linda Mulhall of herself and her daughter posing for the camera provides the lead story, meanwhile, in today's Irish Daily Star. Linda Mulhall was released from prison 2 years ago, having served 13 years for the manslaughter of Farah Noor in 2005, and her sister Charlotte is currently serving a life sentence for that murder. Under the headline, €15 million fraud gang's Irish fixer, the Herald leads with the 4.5-year jail sentence handed down to 28-year-old Radu Agapi from Romania in Dublin Circuit Criminal Court yesterday. A squabble between Fine Gael election candidates, Senator Michelle Mulhern and former Mayo footballer Alan Dillon, over the removal of posters which Senator Mulhern had put up outside what the party deemed to be her boundary, provides the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. Craig Hughes reports that Gardaí were contacted about the removal of the posters but ceased their investigations after speaking to Fine Gael's Director of Elections for Mayo, Tom Garvey, who said that he had given permission for the posters to be removed. The Irish Sun leads today with the line that Niall Quinn is to defer his wages for his new job as interim deputy CEO of the FAI until workers at the association are assured of their future. Back in the front of the Examiner, there's a story there about a man who is disputing why he should pay for a paternity test on the basis that he already gave the expectant mother €500 to have an abortion. The man is disputing paternity in response to the mother making an application seeking maintenance payments from him. The mother has no issue with the DNA test being carried out, but insists that the man must pay for it. Judge Paul Durkin adjourned the case in Ennis Family Court until March to allow for the DNA test to be carried out. Also in the front of the Examiner, it's reported that the marquee concerts in Cork are to go ahead this summer at the Cork Showgrounds, but that a new venue will have to be found for next year since there are plans to build 1,000 homes on the site. And finally, one of the artists who has been confirmed for this year's lineup at the marquee also inspires an editorial in today's Examiner. In light of the election debate surrounding the pension age and how old we'll all be when we retire, the piece notes that just 5 days after his Cork gig on the 2nd of June, Tom Jones will turn 80.